Why do we come to church? Why are we here? I mean, what is it that motivates us to stop whatever's going on at home, get inside of our vehicles, and drive on over here? Especially early Sunday mornings. We're talking young families here. Getting the kids out of bed, getting them fed, get them dressed, get them ready, get them in the car, try to get to church on time, all that goes with it. And then, of course, there's families with the teenagers who at some point along their journey will ask the question, do I have to go to church? Love that question. Not only because I asked it for many, many years while growing up with my parents, but it's because it's a question that's worth contemplating. And it's one we should have a very crystal clear answer for. I mean, if you were a diehard Pittsburgh Penguin fan, and you happen to be going to the sixth game of the Stanley Cup playoffs at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, and someone stopped you at the front doors and said, hey, why are you here? The absurdity of that question would be incomprehensible to most people. I mean, it's obvious. And yet, it's just a game, a time of entertainment. Grown men with metal blades tied to their feet, sliding around a huge ice rink, holding a stick in their hands, chasing a hardened black plastic disc. It's a game. It'll provide you with a few hours of entertainment, but will add nothing to your life. It will take from you a few hours of earthly existence that you will never get back. Oh yeah, and by the way, the average ticket cost for the game in Nashville during the Stanley Cup playoffs this year was $2,554 US per ticket. And if the whole thing from the time you left home to the time you returned home took about 6 hours, that means you're paying about $425 US per hour of enjoyment. 20,000 people fit inside that one arena. 20,000 mortal human beings all on their way to death paying $425 to spend 6 hours of limited time on earth in exchange for an emotional high or a low. Now, if someone was to stop us at the front doors of this church before we walked in and said to us, hey, why are you here? Guarantee you there'd be a whole variety of different answers from many families. A few samples might be, well, it's what we do on Sundays. We go to church. Oh, I come here for the music. Well, I'm scheduled. I got to help out with the mass. Well, my parents forced me to come to church today. Well, it makes me feel good coming here. The list goes on and on. So why is it we have a crystal clear answer for activities that we do in the secular world when we walk through the front doors of whatever activity it might be, but when we come to church, we don't have one unified single reason that transcends every individual perception based on feelings? Today's feast day, the feast of the body and the blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, spells out for us very clearly the only reason why anyone on planet Earth would cross the front entrance of a Catholic church in this world. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. You are dead. It is finished. Over. But whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in them. That's why we're here. And all the other reasons we might come up with simply illustrate before the world that we're not really dialed in with the event of what unfolds here within the context of 1 hour every 7 days on planet Earth. An hour whereby all of creation is being brought forward, represented in the elements of bread and wine. And we all get a sense of this, actually. When the priest, he lifts up the bread at some point over the altar, and he'll say, "Fruit of the earth." That's shorthand for all of creation. And work of human hands, that's shorthand for all of human history. Your lives, all of them, everything brought forward on the altar to become spirit and son transformed. For just as the eternal word became present in the Christ child, formed in Mary's womb, now by the power of that same spirit, the word comes to become present in bread and wine on the altar, so that our bodies, we who consume, will then be transformed into his living flesh and blood. Because unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, yeah, you have no life in you. The experience of Mass on Sundays is an hour that's made available to all people throughout the world. It's free of charge. And yet, we do pass around an offertory basket along the way so that through the generosity of believers, this gift of eternal life can be made manifest the following week. Because we've got a building to pay for, we've got lights to turn on, we've got staff to compensate, we have taxes to pay, there are practical concerns. Now here's a different perspective. So earlier I mentioned that this a one-time event, the sixth game of the Stanley Cup, 20,000 mortal human beings, all well on their way to death, happily paid $2,500 for 6 hours of limited time on earth in exchange for an emotional high or low. Today, many, many people will come to Mass and spend 1 hour of their limited time on earth in exchange for eating the flesh and drinking the blood of God's resurrected Son, who was sent to earth 2,017 years ago to become sin, to take on the sins of the entire world, my sins, your sins. And from there, he went on to experience being ridiculed, insulted, tied naked to a pillar, scourged with a whip that was named the Cat of Nine Tails, contained shards of glass, small pieces of bone to just rip the flesh from his body. And then they forced him to walk, carrying his own cross, till finally they gruesomely crucified him outside the walls of Jerusalem, the city of peace. And after that was said and done, they buried him underground. 3 days passed. And suddenly something happened that has never happened since the foundation of the world. hasn't happened since the man resurrected from the dead. And he began to appear to those who were closest to him for over 50 days. After which he ascended back to heaven, but he made a promise before leaving, and his promise was, "Behold, I am with you until the end of the age." And how does he remain with us? He remains with us inside every tabernacle throughout the world, hidden under the species of bread and wine, transubstantiated into his resurrected flesh and blood. Resurrected flesh and blood that we eat so that we can be transformed. 1 hour of time over the course of 7 days a week. And what do many people do when the offertory basket comes around? I got some change here. God, here's my $5, God. Here's $5. Why are we here? Why do we even come to church? We're all on our way to death. And everything else we do out there in the world, if it's not an experience of sacrificial love for people, it's something you're never going to get back. An emotional high, an emotional low. And people are willing to pay $425 for an hour multiplied by six. There's only one thing we can do with our limited time on earth that allows us to transcend space and time and experience a foretaste of eternal life here, now. And that one thing is to make it through the doors of a Catholic church and receive that which comes to us from heaven above. And this feast day is a reminder of the miracle we come to experience here once a week at church. We come to church because only here does the living eternal Word invade creation and history and transform it out of its brokenness. Only here does the living eternal Word come down upon us and invade creation, transform history all out of its brokenness. In and through this Holy Eucharist, we receive God invading all of our flesh and filling us with divine life. That's the Stanley Cup moment, guys. That's the Stanley Cup moment. When the flesh of this community is transformed into the resurrected flesh of God's Son. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in them.